Imagine a fire that can consume 500 square miles in just 4 hours. Such a firestorm has not been seen since 1945. It was real life for residents of this small Minnesota town in 1894. We remember those who lost their lives and the stories of the race to safety on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
There were about 1,200 people living in Hinckley, Minnesota in 1894. Logging had occurred for nearly 3 decades all across northern Minnesota, and the debris from those trees became kindling for one of the most destructive fires the nation has ever seen. Sandy Hines says the loss of life was in the hundreds.
418 was the number of bodies found within the first 2 days, and they were found within the environs of the 6 cities that were burned and the near railroad tracks. They found bodies up to 5 years later, though.
Those who survived had but minutes to escape on 2 nearby trains, which ran down the tracks in reverse to a nearby swamp.
This was an international disaster. It was on the front page of the London Times 5 days in a row. So it was known around the world. It wasn't just a local event. And because of that, if you survive something like the Titanic or the Hindenburg or the Great Hinckley Fire, you tell others. And so that's why many of the stories we have here.
Sandy says it's hard to fully grasp the quick and total destruction of the fire. We simply don't have firestorms today.
What we hear about on TV are called wildfires. The last firestorm like Hinckley was Hiroshima, Japan, the atom bomb, August 6, 1945. To give an example, the Great Hinckley Fire, it burned 307,000 acres, not in 9 weeks, but in 4 hours.
The museum and the restored train depot here tells the story of the firestorm that once engulfed this city. Traveling the countryside in Hinckley, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.